Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. We thank you. We're here in Portland, Maine, and our guest today is from Grand Isle, Vermont. So we're keeping it on the East Coast and keeping it in New England today, which is cool to have a guest actually from New England. Usually they're from, you know, our guests are from everywhere, and so we're going to keep it close to home today. But I cannot believe we are expecting a snowstorm. It is warm for Maine anyway. I'm out walking around without a parka on and hat and mittens and all that good stuff. Beautiful blue sky, and we're expecting another foot of snow on Saturday. Freak me out. No thank you. And I'm supposed to get on a plane and go to Naples, Florida that day. I think my plane flight is not going to go, but we'll see. Keep your fingers crossed for me, everybody, because I was looking forward to going to Florida. If not, I guess I'll go on Sunday or Monday. But anyway, all right. So I promised last week when we were finishing up the show that we were going to have a show today about chocolate. And I'm confident that our guest is going to deliver those high expectations for all of our listeners because we love our chocolate. And in this case, you guys all know that I have terrible food allergies. I'm allergic to peanuts, nuts, fish, and shellfish. Well, I don't think there's any fish or shellfish in chocolate. I've seen it all at this point. There might be, but not here. We have got, for all you listening, I was so skeptical to actually even try this. And Mark Elvidge is our guest, and he knows this. He's the president and CEO of Vermont Nut Free Chocolates. I told him, you know, it sat for about a week before I actually ate it because I was so scared of having an allergic reaction because I'm so used to not trusting specifically chocolate, candy, treats, anything processed, anything I haven't made, you know, all that good stuff. And I lived and I'm so happy about it. And now I have a chocolate fix. So Mark, how are you? I thank you for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome, Elizabeth. Very nice to be here. And I appreciate you having us on.
Yeah. Can you feel my pain and misery and chocolate worry with everything I'm saying there?
Yeah, I can. And, you know, as you know, having grown up with a nut allergy, you have to be very careful about what you eat. And most commercial manufacturers use a lot of peanuts or tree nuts or almonds or, you know, products that in items that renders your other items, even that doesn't have the nuts, as cross-contaminated and not safe for somebody with a severe allergy. So you have to be very careful.
Yeah, very careful. I don't even know if that's strong enough. It's terrifying in a way. But you co-founded the company with your wife, Gail. And
right.
You have a – now, I can't imagine this. I have four kids, and none of them have food allergies. But your son has a food allergy, right?
Yes, yes. My son, Tanner, has a life-threatening peanut allergy. He was had a reaction at 8 months old, was diagnosed at 1 year. And he turned 23 in February, so he's pretty much had it his whole life, has, you know, done fairly well, hasn't had a reaction since he was 8 months old, but still does test positive and did react to a food challenge in his senior year of high school before he went off to college. So it is a, you know, it's something that you can live with. You have to have a plan and always carry EpiPens, and anybody charged with care, particularly when younger children, need to know how to use the EpiPen and what to do if they do have a reaction.
No, isn't that the truth? And then I always add, when people say that, to throw on the medic alert on one of your wrists so that somebody who might encounter you and not know what's going on with you can, you know, if they're taking your pulse, they might see the medic alert. And for sure, if they're an emergency crew, they'll for sure see the medic alert. And I know that saved my life a couple times too in my adulthood. So, tell me how this all came about, if you don't mind, because this is a great company. This is a cool company. I'm a huge fan. And I told you I had the best Christmas ever, and not because of presents. It was because of your chocolate. I felt I wrote a blog about it. I felt like I could finally participate where I was always mopey in my, I'm 47 years old and a mom of four boys. So not mopey in any sense that anybody would ever probably really know, but you know, kind of that deep down, like, oh, you're eating that. I can't.
Feeling left out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is so cool. How did you start this company?
Because Tanner had the allergy and couldn't eat any of the, commercially produced items that we would find in the grocery store. And I remember 22 years ago, there was less awareness about food allergies in general, and particularly peanut allergies. So there wasn't, the labeling that there is today. There wasn't the variety and availability of products that are, produced in safe environments. So, just calling around to a bunch of manufacturers that, produced, candy and confections and chocolate items, it was pretty evident that nothing was really safe. There could also always be a cross-contamination risk, which you don't want to take with a life-threatening allergy.
No.
So, we decided to start making things at home for him that we could be sure of what the ingredients were and weren't processed or packaged on any kind of shared equipment with other nut products. And, as we took it to family gatherings and gave it away as gifts and parties and things like that, people would, rave about how good everything was. So one day we just, said, hey, we should start a nut-free chocolate company. There's got to be a lot of parents in the same boat as us. And yes, we did. We incorporated it and put up a website and started selling products.
Yeah, it's awesome. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, no, and it has grown pretty steadily ever since. I mean, our mail order following is pretty strong, and we're in quite a few retail stores now too.
That's so awesome. Now, do you have a background in all of this? Like, were you both like professional chefs, or something that would lend itself to knowing this business?
No, not really. My wife played around with recipes and developed some items and a pretty good mix of products, and I had, a little bit of a business background, so we didn't have food experience or, neither one of us are, culinary graduates or any of that, but, I don't know if you know, but chocolate is pretty finicky and is very temperature and humidity sensitive, so you have to have the right environment, and you have, otherwise you get sugar bloom, and so to get things to come out really nice, it's a lot of practice.
That's so cool. You know how to do it, and that was going to be my big point to everybody too listening. Sometimes with what I think of sometimes like diabetic something, like diabetic chocolate or sugar-free chocolate,
yep.
That kind of
mm-hmm.
That stuff is nasty, mm-hmm. and to me anyway, like if you go buy that in a grocery store, it can even make you kind of feel yucky. And
right.
So what I wanted to really emphasize was this, whether you have a nut allergy or not, you have a great product. I mean, it's amazing. It's so good. It's like hard not to eat the whole box of chocolate covered pretzels
they are
eat the whole bag.
So basically all of our products are not only safe for anybody with a nut or peanut allergy, they're also gourmet quality, so anybody who likes fine chocolate will enjoy our product. And as a matter of fact, usually people discover us online because of a family member who has the food allergy. They'll get some in and obviously want to try it along, with the affected individual. But what we find many times is the whole family switches over to our brand because it's, the best tasting chocolate they've ever had. And we get feedback about that pretty much on a daily basis.
That's so cool.
So it's not only a safe product for somebody with the allergy, but it's gourmet, and you're not missing out on any taste or flavor. Like you said earlier, sometimes, the free from label can, invoke some kind of feeling that it's going to be free from taste and texture and everything else as well. But that's not a problem that we have with our products.
Yeah, I was thinking of sometimes you get processed things for food allergies, and it's like it's free of dairy, gluten, rice, peanut, tree nut, and you're sitting there at the end of it going, well, what's in it? What's in it exactly?
Yeah. So some of them are some of them are taste-free as well. But again, we're not, you know, we're not everything to everybody. We're peanut-free and tree-nut-free, and we do that extremely well. You know, but we don't have, you know, a lot of dairy-free, you know, choices, for instance. You know, we do make some products with eggs. You know, of course, our pretzels are have wheat in them, so, you know, we're not gluten-free. So there's a lot of, you know, customer base that, you know, we really can't provide, you know, a really good choice for, but we do peanut-free and tree-nut-free extremely well.
Which is the biggie, which I think anyway. Milk is pretty hard to deal with sometimes too, but yeah, that's
right.
They're the allergies that just seem to really claim lives, in my opinion.
Right.
You see people taking a bite out of a donut or something like that, and they're not feeling so good after that. So
right.
Yeah, anytime you get anything that's sort of classifies as a treat, and it's not specifically nut-free or peanut-free, you're in danger. I think anyway, I won't ever eat anything if it says may contain or may or is processed with. It will not come near me. And and sometimes I think that ice cream is a dangerous course for me as well, because it appears to be not labeled at all. And I know I'm off on this for a second, but maybe you can kind of add something to it. But sometimes things are not labeled at all, but you can clearly see that there's all sorts of different flavors surrounding, you know, you think is just plain vanilla or plain chocolate. And so, yeah, I've lost a lot of weight lately not eating any ice cream at all.
So, yeah.
That's funny. It's so cool. So can we talk a little bit about Easter bunnies with you? Because this might be the first year in 20 years I have a chocolate Easter bunny in my basket.
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's a big one for us. It's one of our big – it's actually our biggest holiday of the year. You know, we have Halloween, of course, Christmas, Hanukkah, and then Valentine's, but Easter is the big one.
Yeah, and you have Easter bunnies. Oh,
we do. Yeah, we have a few sizes. We have a bunny pop. We have a baby bunny that's you know, a little small, ounce and a half size, and then we've got a couple of 3D bunnies. You know, a 5.4-ounce size and a 9.9, and they're 3D bunnies, so they, you know, stand up on their own. They're decorated on both sides. And pretty popular this time of year.
Yeah, that's great. Are there what else? So what's your website like? How do I get, like, if you're not in a grocery store near me or wherever you might be, how do I actually place an order? I know how to do that, but tell our listeners how they can get a hold
so
of you.
If you go to VermontNutFree.com, and that's all spelled out, Vermont, V-E-R-M-O-N-T, and then nutfree.com. All of our products that are available are on the website. There's a, you know, product tab on there that drops down with the different categories of, you know, whether it's the seasonal holiday that we're currently in or every day. We even make granola bars, you know, that are nut-free and peanut-free. They're called Tana Bar, which is named after my son Tanner. And then we do trail mix and, you know, other snack-type foods as well. It's not all just confectionery and chocolate. And there's also a store list on there as well. So if you go to the stores tab and drop that down, then you can search by state, you know, and see if there's a store near you, you know, that might have some of our products as well. But probably about 65% of our business is still mail order direct to the consumer.
Yeah. I noticed you have events too. Like, I know I've had this allergy since for about 20 years now, exactly, probably the same as your son. And I know back then people didn't know what was wrong with me. They thought I might have epilepsy, or my dad was like, we've got to take you to the Mayo Clinic right away. This isn't right. What's going on? You keep, you know, getting sick like this. And it wasn't until I nearly lost my life to a reaction to almonds that somebody went, you have food allergies, my love. And here's the course. You're definitely allergic to almonds and things like that. And I felt through, so, you know, put me at 27 years old or so, I know I have felt a very hard time fitting in at, like, events, parties, office parties. Even coffee has there's a hazelnut coffee that kind of makes me sick, dangerous. You're covering that too. So it isn't just like, oh, kitties, here's your chocolate Easter bunny for your basket. You've got bigger things going on here. You have corporate gifts, events. This is neat.
So
I know I just talked about it forever. Go for it.
Yeah, we do wedding favors, you know, all the time with, you know, we can do personalized boxes with the bride and groom's name and the, you know, the date of the event, you know, whether it's a wedding or a christening or a shower or an anniversary or, you know, some kind of company milestone, you know, we can do little imprinted two-piece truffle boxes, let's say, or personalized ribbons on some kind of a, you know, package of whatever shape or, you know, theme that the party needs to have. And it's really interesting because, you know, we have a very loyal and, you know, dedicated long-term consumer base. So when they discover us and, you know, eat it for the first time, you know, people have grown up on this chocolate. So people that were, you know, 4 and 3 and 4 and 5 years old when we started the business, when, you know, my son's age have now, you know, graduated college. Some of them have gotten married. We've done, you know, wedding favors for some of our customers that we had, you know, 18 years ago for the first time.
Okay.
So it's really interesting to see that, you know, that growth along with, you know, the loyalty of the consumer base that we've developed. You know, the kids get Easter and Christmas and Halloween and Valentine's stuff, you know, every year. And, you know, lately, you know, the parents and grandparents are sending baskets of stuff to their college dorms. So, you know, and it's these same kids that were 3 and 4 years old when they first started, you know, buying from us. So it's a very interesting, and long-term history that we have with most of our mail order customers.
Yeah, well, it's so awesome, and it's hard to contain my enthusiasm for it in a way because it fills this gap, especially for me. And so, you know, you get all emotional about it, almost, and it's funny because it's just chocolate, you know.
Yeah.
But why do you think chocolate holds such a near and dear place in our hearts? Have you figured it out yet?
Yeah, you know, I think it's you know, parents grew up with it, and you know, at different events, you'd want to, you know, celebrate with chocolate or not miss out. You have a little bit of an indulgement, and then, you know, to see, you know, your child have to go without that, it's kind of, you know, I guess there's a little bit of a nostalgic thing when you can actually provide them with something that's safe, you know, that they can eat for, you know, a specific event or gathering. You know, we get pictures all the time from parents who, you know, give the chocolate to their child for the first time, and you know, they get chocolate running down their chin and all over their hands and everything, you know, and it's like it's first Easter bunny ever, let's say. And it's just it's just such a, it brings tears to their eyes.
It does.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it happened to me this past Christmas, and I was kind of mad because I'm like, I don't know why this took me so long to find you. I was like, why isn't anybody ever? But I'm not, you know, I'm probably out there in health mode and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think people think when people think food allergies, they don't think 47-year-old woman who's had it for 20 years. They think of the 10-year-olds and the babies and all that stuff. I think more and more about what's happening. Like you said, you know, all these kids with food allergies are growing up, and they are maneuvering in the workplace and the dorms and the colleges and schools. And, you know, it's not just like.
Yeah. Cause it is generally a lifelong allergy.
Yeah.
You know, of late they've said that about 18 to 20%, I think, of the kids who have an early reaction and don't have any exposure for many years can outgrow it now, you know, 18 to 20%, which, you know, when Tanner was diagnosed, 22 years ago, you know, we were told it was lifelong, you know, and we've had customers who have outgrown the allergy. And then again, we get every week new adult customers who have onset peanut allergy, because you can develop food allergies at any time in your life. Much more common in children when they're very, very young, but adults develop food allergies all the time, be it to, you know, peanuts, tree nuts, or you know, shellfish in particular is pretty common for an adult to develop.
Yeah. It's interesting while you're on shellfish. Anybody who's listening, I almost died in an MRI machine with iodine X-ray dye.
Oh, wow.
Because when you think of shellfish, you think of iodine. So anybody out there who might catch this show, just make sure you're careful around iodine X-ray dye. It just came to my mind. I always say it anyway when I'm on allergy shows, but dangerous. Is your son working for the company?
He just graduated college.
Uh-huh.
He graduated in December, and he's
actually
on he's on a job search right now. He's done, you know, a little bit of work for me in the summers and a little bit of analysis and things like that. But he, I want him to go work for a bigger company first. And then if he decides he wants to come back and be in the company, he's certainly welcome. But I think he's going to do something down in the Boston area first, hopefully.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Is he so sick of chocolate or so entirely still thrilled with chocolate?
Oh, no.
growing
up
with the company.
It's not like you eat chocolate. You know, it's like everybody says they'd love to work here or they couldn't work here because they'd weigh 500 pounds. But it's not like you sit around eating chocolate all day. It's like, if you work at a pizza place. You know, if you work at a pizza place, you get sick of pizza after 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you sit and eat chocolate all day. We probably have a little bit more than we should each day, but it's nibbles.
You should run a contest. You can sit around and eat chocolate all day.
Yeah.
For one day of your life, you get to come to our production facility, and you literally can sit around in your
eat all you want.
A lounge chair in there. Wouldn't that be a great promotion? Here's your recliner and your chocolate. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's hilarious. Is there anything I missed? I mean, you've got I want to go through just to make sure everybody knows and understands if VermontNutFree.com, if you go on there under products, you can literally click your holiday and special, I guess I might call it molded chocolate. Is that the right word for it? Bunnies.
Molded solid chocolate, which in the shape of the current, the theme of the holiday. So right now it's bunnies and chicks and ducks and things like that for Easter. We've got a lot of items for each holiday. We generally only have the current holiday available online at any one time. So you wouldn't find, Halloween things online right now. But as each holiday changes around, and then the other thing, when they are on the website, I'd encourage them to sign up for our e-news on our front page, which gives them access to every time we have, new offering or the next holiday is up, they would get an email with that. If we do occasional promotional coupons or key codes, they would receive those as well. So people are, encouraged to sign up for that and join our mailing list. We don't bombard your email box, but we try to send out a couple of emails a month of relevance. I would definitely suggest that. And, check around. Again, the store list is really helpful, I think, for looking for stores in your state, that may be near you. And we're always asking, our customer base to ask for our products by name in their local stores if they don't have it. And that's been a really good source of growing our wholesale business. Because if you can go and pick up something locally and not have to pay shipping and you can just, buy a couple of bags of pretzels or some granola bars on your way home from work or on your regular weekly grocery trip, it makes it convenient as well. And we love to be in, more retailers' shelves as well.
Yeah, it sure does. That'd be great. That's your future. I mean, too, between the online and that, I can just see the company just taking off in that direction. It's so awesome. So I'm online right now and I'm looking at Mark's website, VermontNutFree.com. And I clicked on the Easter as he was talking and he knows his company, of course, but just to explain it online, you can order an Easter basket, for example, and it's got everything in it. And it looks like there's maybe three different kinds of Easter baskets. And then can you explain what dot box skippers are, Easter drops, and dot, I know what jelly beans are, but they're not free, which is very cool because those never are. Yeah.
Skippers are kind of like an M&M. So they're a candy coated chocolate center. And, the dot box is just a package, it's a size and a theme for Easter. We also have everyday, 16-ounce bags of that are, you would just find in a grocery store as well. So that's what skippers are. And I'm sorry, what was the other question of the other product?
Like Easter drops, are those like Reese's peanut butter cups only with?
No, that's a drop. That's a solid piece of chocolate. So it's just in the shape of like a thimble. It's just a solid piece of chocolate. It's available in either milk or dark chocolate. They're individually foil wrapped, so they're great to dump into a candy dish, add a little, the Easter drops are pastel foil, so they're you know, spring-like, and they look great in a, you know, in a clear candy dish. You know, our everyday drops, we do the same item, but, you know, it's blue for milk chocolate and silver for dark. So they're foil-wrapped and just a nice little bite of, you know, chocolate whenever you need it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's awesome. So anything, let's see, I was going to ask about any other products. That, can you cover your trail mix and granola bars too, just before we go, because that's one thing that's beyond frustrating to me, because I'm always trying to eat healthy and never can find those two items ever.
Yeah, so our trail mix is actually a really nice combination of, you know, pretzels. It's got the Skippers in it. It's got it's got raisins, sunflower seeds, and a few other items, soybeans as well. And those are, it's a really nice combination. It's great for if you're out hiking or, you know, just taking a long walk and coming back home and having a little snack in the afternoon. And then the Tana bar is a granola bar. Three great flavors, chocolate chip, triple berry, and sweet raisin. They're all natural. They're made with oats. We use sunflower butter in it for the binder and the flavor. So it's a peanut great. Butter alternative. They're actually really good.
a great, that's your favorite.
Yeah, it's a great granola bar. Awesome. And it's you know, it's a good portion too. It's like 2.1 ounces per bar. So they're you know, it's not a skimpy little bar. There's a lot in it.
Yeah, I had one, and again, it was one of those things where I'm like, my husband's like the taste tester for me or something. I'm like, you have to taste this first. I don't know what good that's going to do because he's not allergic to anything.
Yep.
And he's like, no, there's nothing in this that you'll be allergic to. And I'm like, well, it says I won't. And he's like, just eat it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, so people love them. Yeah, people love them.
Excuse me. Yeah, no. Is that your favorite thing? What's your absolute, like, Mark's favorite?
My favorite thing?
Yeah.
What do I eat most of in a day? Let's see.
In the recliner.
I like the maple creams. I like the caramels. You know, our caramels are made from scratch. We make make the center on the stove, and we stir it by hand, and we actually hand cut and decorate and dip these things. They're really good caramels. So I would say caramel is probably my favorite thing.
I'm going to have to try that too. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Just a little back to business a little bit. How many employees work for you? Do you have a bunch of employees?
We have about 35 through Easter.
Then
it peaks down. It's about 24, 25 core year round. And then we have about, you know, 10 or 12 people that actually come in and, you know, work from like Halloween through Easter. And then, you know, they either take summer off with their kids or go do other things, work with, you know, other companies in the islands here that are busier in the summer, because we're really busy in the winter when everybody locally is closed up because of our mail order seasonality.
Right.
But it hovers between about 24 and 35.
What have you learned most in owning this business over the past 20 years, 20-some years?
I guess I would say nothing's easy. You got to work pretty hard. You got to make sure that your safety is number one, right, of your products and your sourcing of your raw ingredients, and that you make a really good product. I mean, you know, people are buying this product and they're eating it and consuming it, and, you know, we want them to reorder. Our history has been that, you know, customers stay with us for what we hope is a lifetime. Even if they do outgrow the allergy, they still like our products, and we have people that still buy our products even though they've outgrown the allergy. So I think just, you know, being committed to safety and quality, offering value to your consumer, and then having, you know, pretty much knock your socks off customer service is something that I can pride myself on as well.
Yeah, you do. It is fabulous.
Yeah, and we have a great staff, and, you know, these people work really hard for us, you know, day in and day out, so couldn't do it without it.
Yeah, and I like the way we're going to run a little bit over to anybody listening live. It'll tape now. The show will tape now, and we always have free replays for anybody listening. But I like the way that the package arrives to you as well. You don't just throw stuff in a box and go, you know, here's your stuff. It's packaged beautifully. some thought went into that. That's got to be pretty difficult to do. Like, that's where I get frustrated. It's like, okay, I can make the cookie, but if you want me to, you know, send it to you, we're going to have trouble because it's going to go in a Ziploc bag and here you go.
Shipping's a challenge. And again, you know, we have, you know, a product that melts in warmer weather, right? So we have to use insulated styrofoam shipping containers and ice packs during warmer weather shipping or to warmer weather destinations. But, you know, we do ship all year. Some chocolate companies stop shipping in May, and then they only start up in, you know, like October again. But we do ship all year in the heat of the summer. And we've become really good at packaging and shipping and, you know, the mail order business. But it's, again, it's time consuming. And, again, like you said, we can't just throw things in a box. It needs to be placed and secured and packed correctly so that it doesn't arrive. You don't want it to arrive broken or damaged. And, you know, when it does, we fix it. We replace it. If it's a transit issue that UPS, you know, ran over the truck, over the box with a truck or something, we can claim that. But if it's something, you know, if it's something we did, we, you know, or if it melts or, you know, we make good on, you know, pretty much all of our products. We want people to be happy and satisfied. So that's, you know, we're pretty good at that.
What do you have in mind? You have so much stuff on here already, and it's all awesome and everything. But it's like, could you share some like secrets of like what's in your mind for like products that you want to do or anything?
Oh my gosh! So our list.
What are some of your dreams?
our list of products to make or to offer to do has grown over the years. We've, you know, a lot of the products that we do offer are a direct result of consumer requests and, you know, input. And again, obviously we can't make everything that people suggest, but our list is pretty long. You know, we've got, you know, a couple of things that we would, we are kind of, you know, it's on the radar, but I don't have a set, you know, timeline for it, but things like, you know, like a chocolate coated wafer, almost like a Kit Kat type
bar, something
like that.
Oh, that would be so good.
You know, maybe some caramel filled drops or, you know, mini bars or something. So it's, you know, things like that. And then chocolate covered potato chips are something that I always kind of wanted to do as well. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of things that people want us to do. And then we have a wish list as well. So it's a never ending, you know, quest to try to figure out, okay, what is the next best thing to do, you know, without really, encumbering your capacity and your current, you know, processes too much, because then you can lose focus.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Do you think you'll ever step into the realm of making ice cream safe for us or anything like that?
You know, I don't have plans to make ice cream.
Can you, for my sake?
you know, there's a company that there's a company down in New York City that makes ice cream that's nut free and peanut free.
Oh, frustrating.
Yeah, it's called A La Mode, and I don't know if they ship. Yeah, A La Mode.
Okay,
they occasionally buy some of our product to use as inclusions. Like they'll put Skippers in some of the things, and sometimes they'll break up some pretzels and chocolate and put that into one of their flavors as well. So, they do a pretty good job. I just don't know how widely they're distributed yet, or you know, if they ship, but.
I can't even imagine that. That would be like a dream come true. You know, I got lots of dreams, but, you know, just one tiny one would be to eat like a vanilla shake with like Skippers in it, you know, like your candy in it. And like I would have like my M&M shake back or something, you know, just a treat every once in a while like that. Like you just can't get that when you have this allergy. It's really frustrating. And again, on the grand scheme of problems, you know what I mean? We're talking treats and things like that, but you know, it's just a little thing that I always go, oh, that'd be so fun just to have again. So that's neat that you think like that and do that for people. So, all right. Well, I have totally enjoyed having you on the show and you have a great sense of humor. Thank you for letting me goof around with you. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having me on. It was very nice talking with you.
Yeah. Is there anything I missed that you want to cover before you go?
No, I think we covered most of it. I appreciate all of our fans and all of our, you know, customers out there. You know, check us out online, follow us on Facebook. And we'd love to, you know, have you try our products sometime. So, I think that covers everything.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And again, everybody listening, that was Mark Elvidge. He is the president and CEO of Vermont Nut Free Chocolates in Grand Isle, Vermont. He and his wife, Gail, founded the company after learning their son was diagnosed with a severe nut allergy. And Tanner is now 23 and just graduated from college. And they've done just a marvelous job filling a need for all of us in the allergy community who have nut and all nut and peanut allergies. And so you guys know from listening to the show, I have a severe life-threatening anaphylaxis to peanuts and tree nuts and fish and shellfish. And this package came in to my home at Christmas, and I just am such a fan. So I thank you, Mark, for being with us, and thank you to Gail at Vermont Nut Free Chocolates, and thank you, Tanner, also for all that you've done over the years to bring us this. And there's so many products on there. I hope anybody with or without an allergy, this is a great company, a great product, and has a great taste. It's just so pro. It's unbelievable, and everything's ornate, and it's just really thought out. And you'll see what I mean if you order something. The packaging is amazing. The food's amazing. Just everything. So the website, again, is Vermont Nut Free. And this is an Elizabeth's Best item, too. You guys know that I am very, 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 very picky in giving that award out. So this is Elizabeth's Best, and you can trust it. And it's just awesome. So for everybody out there in the food allergy community especially, I hope you try this company because it will make you smile, I promise. All right. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Network. For more information, just visit us at besteveryou.com.